DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey, everybody!
Why?
Did you miss us?
No, they didn't.
No. It's James and Danny.
Yay!
And that's all you get.
Fuck y'all.
Samantha is celebrating Friendmas.
Yeah, the jerk.
And Bryce is just far too busy for us.
Clearly.
And we're recording this on a Monday, so Jim can't make it, unfortunately. But we will hopefully get back to the Sundays here. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because Danny and I are about to...
embark upon a challenge of the holiday season.
This is going to be really horrifying. Okay, so quick
story
backstory.
Time.
We have not recorded an episode in about a month.
Yeah.
And the reason is basically it comes down all to scheduling.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we recorded a show that you will unfortunately never hear because we actually recorded a show with Big Jim. Bryce, Big Jim, and I all got together and we recorded a show. But unfortunately, and this is really weird because when the show was done, I saved it. Everything was there. I opened it up to do editing and it was gone.
No.
Just gone.
Boo.
So I quickly called up Bryce and said, hey, do you have that
Tell
audio?
Me you recorded it.
And Bryce was like, yeah, of course. I record all the time. No audio. He had the same problem. So apparently...
It has been proven that Big Jim is the true Luddite because I was not fucking here. Woo!
What
it's a Christmas
happened,
miracle, motherfuckers.
What we figured happened is because you knew Big Jim was going to be on the show and you couldn't be there.
Oh,
you
used I cast my vexing. Yeah, I vexed Jim. No. This is a genuine, true, down to the absolute core of it. This one falls on Jim. Yes.
So, hopefully, future episodes, because we are changing record day, because I have a new job that won't allow me to record on our normal days. Now, we're recording on our what used to be our normal day because it's the day before Christmas Eve, and my company lets everyone go home early.
Nice.
Unless you're on the air.
Well, yeah.
I am no longer on the air. Except here, where I'm on the pods.
Kind of.
I'm casting my pods.
You are casting pods on the freemium air.
Okay, so that was a couple weeks ago. The week before last, I was in Disneyland.
Having a great fucking time.
And actually, it leads me to what Danny and I are about to do. So,
oh, God, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
So one of the days, I was in California. My wife and I went to Universal, specifically to go to Harry Potter World.
Oh, hell
yeah.
And
we bought everything.
Well, yeah. That's what you do.
The wife got her Ravenclaw robes.
Nice.
She got the scarf, the tie, the sweater. She's ready for Comic-Con this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got a good friend of mine, full Slytherin outfit. So she's ready for Comic-Con
this year. Nice.
And all I got was...
this lousy t-shirt.
This little journal with my nickname embossed in it.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was kind of cool. Mostly, I didn't get much there because when we went to Disneyland, I got all the
Star
Wars stuff.
Well, yeah, you kind of cleaned up on the Star Wars.
But I did go into Honey Dukes.
Like you do.
And I bought everything. There is...
a chocolate frog.
Which is in the fridge because we want to save it. But we got 5 chocolate frog cards.
Oh, nice!
Because we got the metal container.
Well, yeah.
And it comes with 5 cards instead of just the one.
Oh, well,
these
that's
frogs
cool.
are huge.
Nice.
We got, I don't know where it is. It should be up here somewhere. Ah, there it is.
And I got my awesome Christmas present from
I
you guys.
I'm going to challenge you to this as well.
Ooh. What else we got here?
I got some Felix Felicius.
Ooh.
Which is the luck potion. A vial of this will give you 12 hours of good luck for
the
whole
shit,
day.
That'll be enough for me to be done with the podcast and go to 7-Eleven, buy like 3 or 4, you know, lotto tickets. I'm just saying. Yeah, it won't work.
You fool.
Hey, I'm trying to use this shit for a good cause, okay?
So, I'm going to have you try this because I tried it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
it's rough?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. So we're on a tour
but
to
what
fucking
I
weird,
get...
bud. Birdie bots every flavor. Fuck me beans.
So I'm going to go first.
Do it. You fucking won't. You're going to get something delicious.
No.
And I'm going to get nasty
shit.
So
this is like a white brown. This could either be marshmallow or boiled shit.
Oh, fucking sling it, dude. And you got to chew on it. You got to let that flavor resonate. And I have spit bucket ready.
Marshmallow.
Oh, fuck you. Don't shake it.
Oh, yeah.
You can put all the bad flavors at the top.
Describe
right,
the
here
color.
We go. Here we go. Okay, so, oh, God, I know I got a booger. It is green with darker green speckle spots. I'm getting spit bucket ready.
That's either booger or grass. We should be filming this.
Okay. Fortunately enough, this one's actually edible. It does have a bit of an off flavor to it.
What do you think it is?
I can't pinpoint it.
Okay, I got just a plain red one.
I think it's grass, and honestly, it wasn't too bad.
Cherry.
Fuck you. God damn it, so fucking much. All right, here we go. Come on. I got to get something good here. All right, so this is a pink one with blue and green speckles. Dear God, help me. Oh, bubblegum. We got to win.
Nice.
We got to win. Okay, cool.
Okay, so woo! I've got... This is going to be bad.
Fucking do
this
it.
This is a cloudy gray with black splotches.
Asking for charcoal.
I'm afraid to chew.
What you got?
Pepper.
Pepper. Okay, well, that one's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. All right. Fuck. All right, I got a solid red one. I'm betting this cherry. Here, God help me. I hope it's cherry. Yep, that's cherry. Ooh, wow, that's a strong cherry, though. I won't lie. That it almost tastes like Robitussin cherry there. It's a little rough.
I have such a bad feeling.
This isn't a Star Wars podcast. This is a Birdie Bots one.
This is pure white, and all I can think of is, oh, God, I'm about to get semen.
Yep, you are. Just a nice round of bukkake. Survey says... Oh, come on, grab one.
I can't place it, but it's good.
It's good?
Coconut.
Oh, okay. Coconut. All right, that's not bad. All right, I'm looking at solid green here.
Apple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's apple. That one's really delicious.
Is this the one you had earlier that was bubblegum?
No.
It's like pink with...
No, mine had... It was
light yellow, too.
Yeah. I don't know what that one is, bud. Good luck.
This is... I'm going to guess this is morning cough.
Oh. Nothing like a little lung butter to get you through your day. Oh.
It's bubblegum.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking weird. Looking like we're getting all the good flavors in this one. Like,
yeah, all the
you
bad
must have
ones
been
are
nice.
At the bottom.
I got another green one. Let me pick another one. Eh. I got another red one. Fuck. Well, I guess
here's
a chance.
Here's a blue one.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. Solid blue. Dark blue. Here we go.
Okay, I got
it. Oh. You know, under normal circumstances, I would say this tastes like almost like blueberry, but it's got a nasty little aftertaste to it.
So it's not, rotted blueberry.
It's not terrible, but yeah.
So this is an all gray one. Oh, there's like one black spot. So this is either pepper or ash.
Mmm.
Like cigarette butt.
I'll bet pepper.
Yeah, it's pepper.
Yeah.
It took a little while. Come on, get something horrible.
No
we're
shit.
Getting, like,
we,
all good shit.
We got to get all the nice ones. Either that or we're so desensitized by these flavors, we're just like, you know what? They're not bad. It's still sugary delicious. You know, it's
pepper's
okay.
Pepper's still kind of warmish.
It's a mid-ground. It's a mid-ground.
Yeah. It's not terrible, but it's not, like, fantastic. Okay, we're going to continue this through the whole show.
Yep, yep, we're just going to keep firing on.
But
taking a shot off the vial of good luck, huh? Mm. Not going to lie, it looks like gelatinous pee. That doesn't bode
it
well.
It is.
Is it a pop top or a screw top?
No, it's a screw top. I want to tell you about it, but I want you to have some. Get a good mouthful, too.
Here goes nothing. Hold on.
It's really thick.
Ah, it's fucking ginger.
But it's really, it's just like...
It's super syrupy, thick ginger. It's not bad, it's just...
It's not terrible, but it's like, when I first had it, because I tried it when we got it.
Well, yeah, you have to.
It was like honey.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
ginger.
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah, it's like a
it's
honey
like,
ginger.
It's honey thick.
Yeah.
Really sweet with ginger.
Yeah, it's again, not terrible, and I'm not a massive fan of ginger, but not bad.
No, it doesn't suck, but it's like, when I first had my first mouthful, I was like, wow, this is really thick.
Yeah.
Was thick, all I could think of.
It makes me think of, like, the candies that I used to really go for back in middle
Birdie
school.
Birdie Butt?
Oh, hell yeah. back in middle school, I used to get these things. They were called test tubes, and it was just that gooey slime shit with, like, the worm in it, you know? Solid red one. Oh, cinnamon.
I got bubble gum again.
I'm cool with cinnamon. I like cinnamon.
Somewhere I have. They used to sell them at Hot Topic. But I have energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one is, they're both blood bags.
Yeah.
And one is zombie blood, and the other is just blood.
Yep. I remember having that.
I used to hang them up on my walls. There's no way I'm going to drink them.
Oh,
I
did. I
love having blood bags.
Oh, I did. I drank the blood one, and it was good, but it was just sugary, syrupy shit. It was nothing good, but it was okay. I like cinnamon.
Bubblegum's good.
Hell yeah.
So, as of the recording of this, we are two sleeps from Christmas.
Yes!
Were you a good boy?
No.
Really? Because I have it on
I'd be full.
You were good.
You know, according to that list that you have procured, yes. Well, and what's funny is technically I'm not on that list. Because my name is spelled D-A-N-N-Y. The closest to me is D-A-N-I.
You did not look because I found D-A-N-N-Y.
Did you? Because I was trying to look. I found nice Daniel, list, but yeah. I was like, that ain't me. That is not my goddamn name.
Let me see if I can find it again because we can go over it. Samantha was apparently good. Bryce was good.
No.
Big Jim was good.
Mm-hmm.
Most everyone I know was good.
Except
for...
Our wives.
No, my wife was good.
Oh, your wife was good?
But
oh,
your
just
wife
mine.
Not.
My wife was bad.
So
yeah.
I think when you go home tonight,
you've got
have
a
few
conversation.
Questions.
Yeah, we got to have a talk about this, you know, active behavior throughout the year that apparently has put her on Santa's shit list. Now, wait, is this Santa that did this list a Trump supporter? Because I can understand why you would make a Josefina bad. But, you know.
No, this is from the Office of Christmas Affairs. This is the 2018 to 2019 Naughty and Nice list.
Nice. And I love the disco Santa.
Yeah. Well, you know, Santa gets really happy when.
Clearly.
Now, my mother.
I'm going to have another birdie bot.
My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my nephew were all on the naughty list.
As they should be.
But this is all alphabetical order. And it's the official Naughty and Nice list.
Cotton candy.
I called out a bunch of my coworkers for being on the naughty list.
How did Travis do?
Oh, I don't know. Let's check. Going down to the T's.
All right, Travis. Your moment of truth here, dude. Santa Claus has been watching you. We know snitches get stitches, but, you know.
That's watermelon.
Nice. Yeah, I just got cotton candy. That one actually was pretty good. Travis. Oop, you would have missed him.
There we go.
All right. Here we go. Travis was nice.
Way to go, Travis.
Woo-hoo! Give him a round of applause. Yay. Well done, buddy. Well done. You just made the cut.
Let's see. Let's look up our good friend Steve.
Oh, all right. Here we go. We're going to get our band members into this shit.
Yeah, why not? Steve was nice.
Hey, round of applause for the big boy. Good job.
Asses, let's look up Sean.
Yep, yep, because Daniel actually made it to the nice list,
he did,
as far as I know.
He did,
yep.
Yes.
Sean.
Nice! Yay!
Woo-hoo!
We associate with a lot of nice people.
Except my wife. Apparently, that was the only real miss of this season.
Okay, I've got sort of an off-pink one here.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking grapefruit.
It's probably the cotton candy one that I had. I got a solid red one here.
No, it's fruity.
Well, I got cinnamon again.
Strawberry.
Nice. Yeah, what the hell, dude? Birdie Bots is being nice this year.
I know. What the? I'm thinking like all the bad ones.
Oh, you should look up the name Birdie.
I think Pepper is like the oddest one.
All right. In this, all right, let's go for some really bad-looking colored ones here.
Okay.
Let's isolate like some yellowy, pale yellow ones. Ooh.
That's kind of a dark green. That might be booger or grass.
Oh, I don't know. It's got some brown splotches on it. There we go.
I got like a brown one. This is either chocolate or turd.
Or dirt.
Or dirt. Yeah.
No, this one was good.
Dirt.
You got dirt?
It's dirt. It's definitely dirt.
We finally got a nasty one. Spit bucket. Good call.
First one spit out. Oh, that's awful. Oh, and it lingers.
Yeah, mine was like, it was like a watermelon. It was actually pretty nice. So I have no complaints on that. All right, let's fish out some other, pale yellow, brown ones.
Now I lost it. I got to find, hang on, keep talking. I'm going to get us a sorting bowl.
Uh-oh, here we go. We're getting executive in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be isolating some of the nastiest looking Birdie Bot jelly beans here. And you heard it first on Not Another Podcast. Oh, my Lord.
Is that a...
I think you have something cool in the bottom of that box.
I think there's like a menu to tell you what's in there.
Oh, that's almost cheating, but at the same time...
We're not going to use it.
Well, I was going to say, it almost would work in the respects that, you know, it would help us isolate which ones to try. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ew.
Ew. Yeah, it was dirt that I had.
Yep, yep. That's a win. Oh, here we go, folks.
Now, this is even harder now.
Yeah,
because we're not going to use the menu thing.
No,
but now we can actually get to the flavor. So,
whew, okay, swirling them around. Do you see the one you wanted me to try?
Wait, I got it. This is going to be even more fun. Close your eyes.
Oh no!
And pick one, and then put it in your mouth.
No description whatsoever. James saw this.
What'd you get?
I can't really tell. I mean, it's kind of sweet, but
okay,
it's...
Here I go.
You got, show it to the crowd. Watch, you got another dirt.
Cinnamon!
Nice! See, honestly, that's kind of the better way.
Oh, wait, I'm going to pick yours for you.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
I hope there's only one of that.
Damn it!
No, I think. Okay, I'm gonna be solid because it's the same one you had.
Oh!
I know what it is.
Oh! That was rough. Ah! Fuck! We should have had something to drink or something.
Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, get the bucket ready, sweetheart. Ah! Oh, that one really lingers. Oh God! What the fuck was that?
Vomit.
No! Yeah, that.
And it tastes like... And you know what? I'm looking now for any more of those because I'm getting rid of them. That's just wrong.
That was rough, man. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Makes me not want to breathe.
Here's a red one.
Oh, thank Christ. Come on, cinnamon. Swear to God, if I get earthworm, I'm going to be pissed. Oh, thank the maker. Yeah, it's cinnamon. That's a good neutralizer.
Okay. It doesn't look like there's any more vomit in there.
God, that was gross.
That was hardcore.
Oh, wow. That was bad. Woo! Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sacrificing ourselves for the cause here.
Blind taste.
I want to try one of the black pepper ones.
You haven't had one, huh? Uh-uh. I think that's the last one, too.
No, see, I like the black pepper. That's
no,
nice.
No, black pepper's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's still a little sweet. I think that might be one
even,
or two.
Even dirt isn't so bad until you really start to chew it, and then it's like, it's really strong.
Yeah, black pepper's strong, but...
Oh, there's a vomit.
So gross! For anybody with weak gag reflexes, plug your ears.
I'm actually thinking, you know, I should have saved that and given it to my
no
wife.
No shit!
Well, did here, you honey, I saved you there? All the good flavors.
It's the best one! It's so sweet and delicious. All right, blind test, here we go.
James, how did you get divorced? Funny story. True story.
Solid yellow.
Okay.
Feels like a lemon. Tastes like a lemon. It is a lemon.
Okay, I got a solid yellow with some brown.
That I don't know.
Banana, I'm thinking.
You fucking hope it is.
Banana!
All right. All right, blind again. Here we go.
This is kind of fun.
I know. I like this shit. Oh.
Plus, we get to eat candy.
No shit, right? My wife has refused to put candy into my Christmas stocking. Okay, so, true story.
I think this is a bubble gum.
Oh, hell yeah. She has a hard time letting us buy Halloween candy because we go so few trick-or-treaters. And what ends up happening is throughout the course of the year, I will destroy all of the Halloween candy.
As you should.
Most of the time, it will be gone by the time we hit Christmas. So she has refused to put candy in my stockings as, you know, I kind of have bad genes for chompers. She tries to save my teeth. So the idea of being over here and being able to eat candy while broadcasting it to the world is a nice little Christmas. Fuck you!
It makes it feel all naughty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no. That was definitely bubblegum. That was nice.
Yeah, I think...
Oh, man, that was fucking rough, dude. I can still taste that fucking thing.
I know, it's still like... Here you go, Danger.
Get one. Do it. Peer pressure, Danger, you're way too sensitive.
Okay, this is one I haven't seen before. This is kind of a...
Ooh. Here. Opaque blue. I get to try this one? Okay.
No, because I found one similar.
All right, cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Beep.
This could go really wrong.
Here's hoping. It don't. Soap? Yeah, that's soap.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on my teeth now. Oh, fuck.
You know
what? God, my teeth.
I found two soap I'm going to save for my wife.
That's a good call. Oh, man. I will say it's better than fucking vomit because at least my mouth feels like I just had my mouth washed out with soap, you know? There are worse things. And considering
I'm trying to find similar ones so we could try them together.
Oh, dirt again? Here we go. Cheers.
I hope this isn't dirt again.
That tastes like dirt. Yeah, that's dirt. That's dirt. No. Oh. No, Jesus.
This is the dumbest podcast we've ever done.
That's saying a lot.
Okay, these are kind of like fleshy looking.
It's fleshy mauve almost. Ah, here we go.
I think that was sausage.
Yeah.
That's awful.
No. That's so nasty. Oh God.
Please what? Cleanse the palate.
Ugh. That's got bad flavor.
I don't know what it is. It's like unidentifiable.
Yeah, but it's just bad. It's bad. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah.
Okay, you pick now.
Okay, all right.
Pick two of the same.
Two of the same. Here we go. Alright, I like that one and that one. There we go. Okay.
Oh, marshmallow. Ow! Cat!
It's trying to tell you to stop being a sadist. Oh, yeah, no, that was marshmallow. That was nice.
So, whenever we go to, like, a place that you can fill your own bag of jelly bellies,
mm-hmm.
marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry. Totally. And chocolate.
See, I love blueberry. Mm-hmm. Raspberry is always the top of my list, and I actually really like green apple.
Marshmallow, raspberry, and chocolate mixed together really well. So
Hell yeah.
Okay, here we go. I don't think we've tried the blue one yet.
Oh, let's do this. Come on, blue.
Blueberry.
Come on, baby. Again, it's got a weird flavor. This is one I've had already.
Oh, yeah.
I can't identify it, but it's not bad. It's like it's blueberry, like it's trying to be blueberry, but it's just not.
Well, let's find out what it says. It says blueberry, but it's not really working.
Uh-oh. It tastes like blueberry mixed with Indian spice or something.
Okay, I think this is going to be grass. So, get the spit bucket ready.
Here we go. No.
Watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon. That was a good one.
Okay. You get picked.
All right.
Again, the dumbest podcast. We're gone for like almost a month, and we come back and we spend the whole thing just eating pretty puns.
We'll get to the bottom of this, you know, jelly bean fiasco here.
Look, we're
at
doing
some point.
This for you, people.
Yeah, enjoy it, you freaking jerks. I have a feeling this is
bubblegum.
Oh, yeah. Let's try a different one.
Try again.
Okay.
Try harder.
I'm trying. No, because they all look like something we've already had
My
before.
My cat, every time you make the noise, he comes running because he thinks it's a toy.
Here we go. I'm thinking lime green. Here we go.
Okay, what? Nothing bad ever comes from lime green, right?
Totally. I mean, Mountain Dew lime green. Ew. Oh, that is not good. That is not good.
What are you thinking? I'm picking the next one.
Please do. That was bad.
Is there a color we haven't tried?
No, I think we've gone through just about all of them. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's grass. Yeah, that's grass. So save all your lime green ones for your wife. Because, you know, she's going to want that experience.
Oh, yeah. She's going to hate the fact that I went through this and only saved the bad flavors for her. I think that's a pepper.
Oh, yeah. No, if it's black, there we go.
Savor sausage.
I am genuinely curious as to what the earthworms are, though. Because I know there's an earthworm flavor, but I don't know what it looks like. And
see,
I am terrified to try it.
I think they took out a lot of the odd flavors. Because there used to be a lot, like...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
dude. The
horrible flavors.
Dude, the first couple of boxes I got for Christmas from Josie before she decided to put me on a candy strike in the, you know, stocking... Yeah, the first box I got, there was like three flavors in that box that were actually good. Oh, good.
Yeah, first time we ever had some, like I had, like in a row, I had grass.
Mm-hmm.
I had bacon, which you would think would be
good,
but not
in
candy form.
No, it is bad.
And then I had like cigarette butt.
Damn. Man, am I happy for that banana right now, I'll tell you what. That vomit is definitely lingering harder than I would have liked.
Yeah, it...
That was a caustic one, and unfortunately, I hit it right... I start off on my chompers, you know, my cushions in the back. So that flavor permeated to the side of my tongue and stuck on my cheek, and it's just like, oh, God.
I sometimes suffer, like, acid reflux, and I'll get, like...
Mm-hmm.
And it's always in the middle of the night, I get, like... bile.
Yeah, that
bile. And that's exactly what it would taste like.
God.
It was just like, oh, and if you've ever had just that bile burp, it just lingers.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And it takes forever to get rid of that taste.
It was funny. Josie and I, a long time ago, we used to read the Mercury a lot, and they were doing a review on Elizabethtown. And they equated it to that burp that you get where it just tastes like bile and vomit that creeps up the back of your throat and just lingers. So since then, we had always referred to those as Elizabethtowns. And, it was always...
It's not good. Hey, I've got something else for you to try.
What you got? What you got?
This will be good.
Oh, thank Christ.
This is a fizzing Whizbee.
Well, that just sounds like fun in and of itself.
Yeah, it's delicious. I wish I still had the peppermint toads, but I ate all those.
What is this?
Have a fizzing Wisby. And I think over here is another box of something.
Ah.
I thought there was another box around here.
What is this, chocolate-covered Pop Rocks?
Yeah. They're fantastic.
That's pretty good, actually.
Seriously, dumbest podcast we've ever done. Mm-hmm, we're just eating.
This is a candy review podcast. You're welcome. That's actually really fun.
Do you want to try Jedi food capsules?
Yes.
So, at Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, you can buy the... There might be some around here. Oh, there. So, Empire Strikes Back, right? Yeah.
Ah.
Luke goes to Dagobah, and he has his little food kit, right? Would you like to try anything that Luke ate on Dagobah?
You had Tic Tacs and Lemon Heads.
I ate all the Cheez-Its.
Screw it. I'm gonna have me a nice lemon drop. Because that's what it looks like. I like how we're both trying to get our Pop Rocks to be audible. Probably not.
So they have little food capsules that you can fill for, you know, Jedi's.
Right.
You know. So we got some, and it came with some of these.
Well, now I'm just... Okay.
I think they're tiny little jawbreakers.
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
And if you break your jaw, it's not my fault. You took that willingly.
They are like tiny little jawbreakers. They almost kind of taste like a Smartie, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No, it's quite good.
I could see hogging down a bunch of those.
Yep.
Again, this is nice. I'm getting my candy fix, you know, because we got two more sleeps until Christmas. Oh, for fuck's sake. I got a lemon drop in my mouth, and we're going to go birdie bots up in this bitch.
Oh, I hope you get grass or something. Just
no, shit.
Offset the lemon drop.
Okay.
We're talking Star Wars, Harry Potter, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rise of Skywalker came out.
Yes, it did.
You have not seen it yet.
I have not because I'm marathoning the entire movie catalog. We did the prequels, and then we did Solo, and then we did Rogue One, and now we are into the original trilogy. We just got done with A New Hope, so I got Empire, and then Jedi, and then blah, 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 on nice. And on. And we wanted to get through them all, so they were all kind of fresh in our head for going to go see the last one, because unlike you, I am not a scholarly level Star Wars nerd, but I do like them.
How are we friends again?
Because I know of them. But, so yeah, we're planning to probably go see
really
it.
You're really smart, and I think that's a fantastic idea. Now, wife and I went and saw it opening night, and then, I actually completed my own legacy with Star Wars yesterday.
Oh, really?
So back in 1977, when the first one came out, my mother took me. I was not even three yet.
Nice.
So I decided to come full circle, and I took my mom to Rise of Skywalker.
The last of the saga.
The last of the Star Wars.
That's pretty awesome.
She had a great time. She loved every minute of it, and she's not...
Apparently Wolverine was a rejected jelly bean here.
So, it was really nice. I mean, I watching the movie again, I highly recommend it.
Well, hell yeah.
Not just as a Star Wars movie, but just a movie in general.
Yeah.
It's got problems, but what movie doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
The problems I have with it are so minor.
Gotcha.
Not to bother me. And most of it has to do with pacing.
That's fair. And again, you know, I think at this rate, the fact that you are such a diehard Star Wars fan, the fact that you left the theater not feeling screwed.
Well, the thing is I didn't feel screwed on Last Jedi.
Oh, right. No.
I've got major problems with that movie, but I don't dislike it.
Right. But I'm just saying, the fact that this is a saga ender, and a hardcore fan such as yourself left the theater genuinely happy enough with it to go see it twice.
Yep.
Gives me great hope that they did a good job, as opposed to, you know, like how most of the Star Wars fans felt after they watched, you know, The Phantom Menace, where they were like, that was bad.
Well,
that was
bad. It's kind of interesting you bring that up, because I've been reading a lot of reviews and stuff, and it's, I feel like Star Wars is a fandom that's become very toxic.
Oh, yeah. No, there
you
is...
You don't hear this kind of stuff with Star Trek or Lord of the Rings or things like that.
I think Star Trek fans are genuinely pretty content with all the things that they've gotten, and I think Lord of the Rings fans are the same. However, you start talking about the Hobbit movies, well, now you have that toxic fan base where they're either polarized
yeah,
in the this is fucking
like
garbage or...
with Star Wars.
No.
Star Wars fans...
But in all fairness, what other fandom has been around as long, movie-wise?
Yeah. So, no, I don't disagree, but I do want to talk about fandom and how it becomes toxic. And look, as a fan, I love the Star Wars movies.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
the comics. I love the books. I love the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I take no ownership of it.
And I think that's where bad fandom comes from.
That's exactly. People, anyone who says Disney ruined my childhood with this new Star Wars film.
How?
Or George Lucas ruined my childhood with the
prequels.
The only yeah, whatever, thing dude. Ruining your childhood is you.
Dude, seriously. Again, running notation that I've tried to have through every movie I've ever gone to go see. This is for entertainment purpose. These are not retellings of real life. These are not retellings of somebody's existence that has been taken awry. Ooh,
good lemon.
Nice. That was a win. But again, it's like, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. Oh, God. Oh, I think I got watermelon. But
Come on, dirt.
No, that's watermelon. That's awesome.
I think we ate all the bad flavor.
I think we did, too. I think that, well, no, there's a lot of lime greeners in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
those are
what
the grass ones.
Yeah, grass.
Save those for Brie.
Yeah. She'll enjoy those.
But, you know, the thing about it is, and this is where
hey,
I come to.
Save you some. I just put, like, one good flavor in there.
Oh, dude, you know what we should try? If we find enough of those bad ones, we should just take them in a handful and try to chew them all together and see if they make a better flavor. I fucking dare you. Separate it into two piles. We're doing this.
Soap.
Dirt. Oh, God.
The only thing you don't have in there is vomit.
Oh, thank God. Hey, wait a minute. You're missing out on a dirt and a...
I'm looking. There's a dirt.
Oh, no, that's a black pepper one. Do we want to still save that one for Brie?
Nope. And I got a black pepper.
All right.
There's one last black pepper I will save for Brie.
There we go.
Okay, this is going to be bad. Get the spit back. Oh,
Jesus. All right, on three.
Three! Wait, do we go on three or do we go one,
fucking
two, three?
Go! Nope.
Uh-oh. No. I thought the soap would clean the dirt and the grass.
That's such a bad color combination. I don't like any of that.
It looks like... Why do you hate us?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Well, it was.
Fuck it, I threw two down. Oh, got banana and watermelon.
We're never doing that again. But getting back to the Star Wars fandom.
Yes. Enjoy the stories for what they are.
Exactly. Look, you can be a Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you have to like every single thing.
No.
There's
sometimes a bad story is a bad story, or it doesn't resonate with you for whatever reason. Or, you know, the one thing about this fandom that I've come to understand that bothers me is basically like the fan fiction people. Now, I'm not saying fan fiction is a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's wonderful because they're wanting to take it in their own direction, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But the problem I think comes up is when people, without having actually physically written fan fiction, come to their own conclusions. And their own conclusions are not met on the screen, they immediately become salty about it.
It is.
And it sucks.
You are 100% correct. Star Wars has become, especially the new trilogy, has become fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
It's all these fans wanting what they want the story to be, to have. And when it doesn't, they lose their fucking minds.
And it's sad because, again, it's just storytelling, guys. And the fact that it makes you emotional in the respects of when you watch it and you either get mad about how it ends.
It means it's working.
Exactly. It means they did what they were supposed to be doing. They were enacting something in you, whether it displeases you in great lengths for whatever reason. Guess what? That's what it was meant to do. Or if it made you happy, if it made you giggle, if it made you ugly cry at a moment or two.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do. This is the entertainment that we seek out. And honestly, in my opinion, I am really fucking tickled that Disney got Star Wars.
I am too.
Because they have shown...
I've had no problems with Disney owning Star Wars.
Or Marvel.
I know.
Look at what they did with Marvel.
Oh, dude.
They'd have been stuck in the same problem that DC has, where their movies are okay.
Well, that's because Disney allowed the Marvel execs to run it.
Exactly.
Problem is here's the difference between Marvel and Star Wars. Is Lucasfilm, Disney bought Lucasfilm, but
right.
They didn't buy George Lucas.
Well, no. But they paid him a lot of money
yeah.
to basically be like an advisor
yeah.
if they want him to be.
Now, I do know, too, that the deal was, like, they got the Star Wars franchise, but there are certain characters that George Lucas did not give up.
Oh, I believe it. But I mean, in
I
all
saw
fairness,
this really detailed thing. It was really interesting to read. Like, it's like, oh wow, I wonder why he didn't just give them all. Which is why they did this new trilogy and worked so hard to build the new characters.
Right.
Because
well,
they can't.
And in all fairness, I mean, but look at the characters that they did get. You know, they got the Luke Skywalker, they got Leia, they got Han,
they got
Chewie, they got Vader, they got the Emperor, they got, you know, the main holy shit characters that made this series what it is. Disney got the fat of them. They even got fucking the Mandalorians. Might not have gotten Fett, but they got the Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah.
So,
see,
I mean...
here's the thing, though.
Yeah, they got all the juicy bits.
Disney respected Star Wars enough to not just reboot it.
Yeah.
Because they could have easily go, okay,
we're going
to redo all these movies.
Exactly.
And there's nothing saying that they won't. But as of right now, they built their own story based on the universe that we know and love.
And on top of that, honestly, this one goes out to you. If you want to do the fans a big favor and a big fucking solid, re-release the original cuts of A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi unadulterated.
They can't.
Why?
That was part of the Lucas deal.
Really?
Yep.
Lucas won't allow them to re-release them? Oh, fuck.
J.J. Abrams even came out. When he was at Disney,
yeah.
He asked them,
can we get the original cuts
yeah.
back?
And
pre-Lucas
Disney basically said, we can't. We have no rights to the originals.
Oh, bullshit. Well, we just got to wait for Lucas to die, I guess.
No, because then it's in his estate. And it'll probably be in his will. Do not release the...
I don't know why he's so butthurt about that. He fucked up his original three.
It's not the vision that he wanted.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. If his vision was to have poorly CGI'd reptiles completely block the screen
yep.
for a good 3 seconds, then that's a bad vision. I'm sorry, buddy. That's awful.
I am not in disagreement with you.
And to swap out old Anakin as a Force ghost for young douche canoe who has all of his arms and legs? No. Fuck you.
I have three problems with the special editions. These are major beefs. I like a lot of the additions to the special editions. I like when you're going into Tatooine, you see more of Mos Eisley.
Oh, and the simultaneous Greedo and Han shot?
No. That's one of my big beefs. In A New Hope, if you just restore the scene where Han shot first and killed Greedo...
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, danger. Thanks a lot.
Dude, man.
My cat's dead inside.
Apparently, Jesus Christ, something died in there for sure. Holy fuck. Oof. Oof. Oof.
Would you like to snort the Febreze?
I might. Just. good shit. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Danger, why do you hate me, dude?
He just hates
me. I gave you a
humans.
Christmas present, you
That's
jerk.
That's why he hates you.
Fucking jerk.
No, so A New Hope.
Anyway, yeah.
I like all of the special edition stuff except for let Han shoot Greedo dead. No.
Well, yeah.
Here's why.
Well, we had talked about this.
It's more impactful at the end when Han turns around and comes back to save Luke.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the film, he's a cold-hearted shit heel.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of shit heel, damn, dude. Fuck.
Fucking cat.
Unreal.
I think the Jabba and Han scene needed two or three more passes.
Yeah, with the CGI filter. But honestly, that was okay. I was cool with that.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
But really, my biggest beef with A New Hope is that Greedo Han scene.
And yeah.
I know he was trying to make Han not be such a shitheel, but the thing is, it
no,
works.
That makes
it's
him
more
better.
Impactful.
It makes him more important.
Yeah.
And again, I'm with you on that. The whole Han Greedo thing kind of bugs the shit out of me. But what really threw me off, like, we're going through and we're watching A New Hope the other day, and as we're watching it, thank you, the part I don't care for is the unnecessary CGI. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it's blatantly obvious every time you have a creature on the field
the
that
CGI
doesn't belong.
Stands out.
It stands out like a sore fucking thumb, and it removes you from the story, and it gives you these unnecessary scenes that nobody fucking cares about.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, why do I need to know that there are these creatures on this planet? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
The creatures I know that exist on that planet are fine. It's like, why are you making things worse?
There's a lot of stuff with the CGI that I just think if they'd given it one or two more passes and mixed it a little cleaner, it would have been fine.
Or just left them alone.
I really don't have a lot of problem with the CGI extras. My biggest problem is with that scene. It didn't need to be altered. It ruins Han's character, and it really ruins his flip at the end.
Because then it makes him quasi-redeemable to start, which makes him understandably redeemable at the end.
Moving on to Empire, my biggest beef with Empire, two, actually, changing Boba Fett's voice.
Yeah.
And I know he's doing it to make it in continuity with the prequels. Didn't need to be done.
No, it doesn't.
It was fine. But my biggest problem...
The additional song? Or, no, I guess that would have been Return.
That's Jedi.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is actually the scene with the Emperor.
Really?
Yep. I want the original Emperor.
Yeah, me scene. Too. And again...
I know he did it because, you know, Ian McDiarmid and...
And I get
again,
it, I get it. But, dude...
But if you got that big a problem with it, put his face in shadow a bit more.
Yeah, just cloak him out a little bit more.
But leave the original speech. Leave
exactly.
The original voice actor.
No, and that's my problem, too. It's like, what he had back in the day with what effects were available to him was solid fucking gold. I mean, obviously,
dude,
they stand up on their own.
They reinvented special effects because
exactly.
of those movies.
But on top of that, you have these three movies, and even if you weren't a big fan of Return of the Jedi, which I know a decent amount of people aren't, you have three fucking amazingly solid movies that stand on their own throughout the test of time without any of that additional shit. I mean, we had an opportunity, myself, and I don't think you were there, but I was watching the original cut of A New Hope over at Dan's house.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there for that.
Oh, I'm not going to lie, dude. It filled my heart with such joy to watch that shit because it was like there was none of the extracurricular CGI. There were even the fuck-up scenes where you could see Obi-Wan's rod as opposed to the lightsaber.
That's
because they
still
hadn't tracked
in the special
up.
Edition.
It is, but it
That's
was more
thing,
prominent.
It is the only thing they never corrected.
But again, it
Dude,
they
I
still...
I have... I'll have to unbury it, but I have when Star Wars first came out on DVD, it came out special edition and original cut.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You have to let me borrow that so I can get through the nest, too.
I'll have to watch again because it's been a minute. I think there is some upgrading.
Gotcha.
But they didn't add extra stuff. I think the original Han scene is in there.
Nice.
And actually, you know what? Tonight, when we're done, I'm going to grab those and I'm going to watch them just to make sure because it's been a while since I watched them.
And
but
they're
that's
so
the reason
much
I
better.
Haven't gotten rid of them.
But they're so much better.
And it leads me to my last problem, and it's with Return of the Jedi. The scene with the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a fucking beak.
No, it doesn't.
It was far scarier when it was just a fucking vagina with teeth.
Yeah, it really was. When it was just a hole in the ground with spikes and breathing and just weird shit, yeah.
I'm fine with him adding extra tentacles.
Yeah, okay.
That works.
To some degree.
But the beak?
No.
Coming out of the vagina with teeth?
No.
It's like, why do you need the teeth? Why do you need all that stuff? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, is he a subspecies of the aliens, the xenomorphs?
I don't understand.
And it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
The Sarlacc pit was terrifying because it was a pit that, oh my God, I think that thing's breathing. You know, it had its own right of terrifyingness mm-hmm. to it. It didn't need the additives. The additives just made it worse. And in the respects, it made you suspend disbelief and took you out of the story and took you out of the duress of the situation in and of itself, because the CGI still stands out like a fucking yep. giant yeah. sore thumb.
Now, I will say, if you want to change A New Hope and add a scene in, there's a guy on YouTube who did the
fight before the extended Obi-Wan fight.
The extended Obi-Wan
yep.
Vader fight.
Yep.
That is epic.
That is fucking amazing.
They're moving. They're mm-hmm. really fighting. It's not just two guys going,
Oh, no. Josie and I got into it yesterday because having marathoned all this shit,
yeah.
it's like, wait a minute. Didn't Obi-Wan go to the Jedi School of Jumping? And it's like, oh, yeah, we're missing out on all the spinny, flippy shit that was happening in the yeah. original three. It's
you
like these two.
You honestly, okay. you can't go do the prequels and show Jedi, like, flipping.
Yeah, exactly, jumping 100 feet.
And then go to A New Hope and it's just.
Well, okay. And this was something
Even Empire.
Yeah.
Where the battle got better.
It was better.
It's still not.
Not as spinny, flippy shit. Yeah.
And we just saw with Rogue One that Vader is still quite the badass with his saber.
He really is. But here's the thing.
And then again, you go from Rogue One to New Hope. And
here's my problem. This is my issue. And actually, I talked to Travis at great lengths about this. But my love and appreciation for the original trilogy with their fight scenes, particularly, mm-hmm. is because my love of film fights stems from a love for samurai films, old black and white samurai films, where it wasn't a clashing fight. It was a single move and you're dead and then you're resheathed. I loved the art of the simplicity and the saber fighting in the respects that the old Japanese films, it was one or two moves, you were fucked. You might cling or clash once or twice, but then you got them. They're done. Because that's the real art of saber fighting.
Yep.
What they did in the prequels was they went for the blockbuster value, the keep the children entertained, spinny, flippy, flying all over the place, unnecessary movements. And for me, that doesn't do anything. I love a saber fight where it's like I can tell that these two have not only mapped out each other's moves, but are trying to one-up each other, but they just keep getting blocked, so they keep coming back. So the fight between Obi-Wan and Vader in A New Hope actually resonates more with me than the fight between Yoda and Dooku, because that's just a hot garbage pile of shit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I love genuine saber fights. And even towards the end, like Return of the Jedi, when Luke is getting into the spinny flippy shit, it's still more controlled. You know, you can tell that there's more thought involved in the actual fight. And for me, that resonates more because it's like, ooh, okay, who's going to get the upper hand? As opposed to spin, flip, flip.
Even though I knew the outcome, I'd known the outcome for years.
Well, yeah.
The fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith is fucking epic. Now, it's a big, flippy, spinny kind of thing, but you're talking about two guys, brothers in arms, trained with each other for years.
Right. Jelly bean time.
And they know each other's moves so well. No one's getting one up.
Exactly. And I was okay with that.
I mean, they are so evenly matched that it's epic because it's like, you're like, you know Obi-Wan's going to win.
That's a spicy blueberry, by the way.
That's the story that Obi-Wan tells it for
years.
Well,
you know it. Yeah.
If you've read the books, you know Obi-Wan wins the battle with Anakin that leads Anakin to be in the suit.
Right.
Everyone knows that. But when you see the actual battle and you're like...
Yeah.
And I know it's like, you're like, well, everyone survives. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of issue I had there.
There's still that, well, who's going to get the upper hand?
Right.
I mean, I know Obi-Wan's going to win, but is it going to be a clean? And I think the emotional value of that comes at the end when it's like, it's clear Obi-Wan doesn't want to end the fight in the way he knows it's going to end.
Right.
He knows Anakin well enough to know that Anakin's not going to give up.
Right, but
he warns him. He says, "I have the high ground. You can't win this. Don't do it."
Right.
And Anakin is so sure of himself.
And I'm okay with that fight. Honestly, I still don't like all the spinny, flippy shit that they were doing in it because I still feel that that was horribly unnecessary, especially if you have somebody as trained as Obi-Wan. all the spinny, flippy shit, he's just going to read right through you, and even more so when he becomes older. And again, that's one of the other reasons why I really love the fight between essentially Anakin and Obi-Wan, you know, Mach 2 in A New Hope when he's Vader. Sorry, spoiler alert.
you son of a bitch!
Damn it! But I appreciate that because now not only are they older, but Vader's also three-quarter mech'd. You know, so he's got a little bit more heavy weight bound around him, and he's horribly uncomfortable in that suit, and you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that moving against you. Granted, he's still a bad motherfucker, but now you see in Rogue One that he has more attuned fighting capabilities with the Force use as opposed to being just a saber master. He is a Force wielder as a weapon, and he uses it at great ability without exerting himself. And again, that's another thing to the fighting. You watch how Vader destroys all those guys in Rogue One. Motherfucker doesn't even look like he's breaking a sweat. And that's the type of mastery that I like to see in my fights.
So you actually like fights like on Attack of the Clones where Dooku faces Obi-Wan and Anakin, because dude fucking takes them out.
Yeah, he
really
fucks
them
up. Exactly.
Even Anakin, when he, you know, gets back up, he's holding his ground a bit. But clearly Dooku is
outmatched.
Fight. But then you see them fight again in Revenge of the Sith, and Anakin
has become much more controlled.
And he takes him down really quick.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like those are the fights I appreciate the most, because that is where my film love of fights come from. So again, that's one of those things I appreciate about it. However, the prequels, again, I have the issue that for me, they really were released in the wrong order. So having grown up with the original trilogy and then going back.
And I think that's a lot of problem that people had with the – a lot of the backlash with the prequels came from people who had the original trilogy.
Well, and on top of that, and my big issue that I have is whenever they try to feign duress on characters that we know have a destiny beyond the moment.
Yeah.
So it's like – in Solo, for instance, you know, Chewie's hanging out of the train and the Rock is coming. You're worried about Han being able to pull him back. It's like, you know, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Now, the other characters in that movie, you feign duress on them, I'm interested because I don't know these characters. Yeah. I mean, there's a 50-50 chance that some of them are going to make it to the other movies. I just never get to see them, but they might have a part to play yet. Mm. So I'm cool with that. Give them duress, because then I'm invested in them. The main characters, it's like, fuck, I know you're going to make it.
Well,
it's okay.
And it's interesting because the Star Wars universe is so vast that if you see a character in a movie, but you don't see them in another movie, it doesn't mean they're dead.
No, it just means
their
didn't.
Story doesn't follow.
Yeah, it veers off.
I'm kind of the opposite with you. I like the prequel fighting. And the reason I like it is because I like seeing fights where clearly the opponents are fairly evenly matched.
Right.
So you don't know who's getting... So, for instance...
Maul's fight?
Yeah. Not with Obi-Wan, because, again, I know
obviously.
He's going to make it.
Yeah, Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Again,
and
that
Qui-Gon,
was one of those moments I didn't know.
That fight was great, because Qui-Gon clearly had the control you're talking about.
Oh,
he knows, and he's and you can see in his face, he's looking for the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Maul is just rage.
And he's not giving him an inch. So, yeah. It's more defense motions than it was offense motions from Qui-Gon. But even still, that fight was way more gravitationally controlled than most of the others. And I loved it because not only were you addressing old-style saber fighting, you know, two hands on a single blade, but now you're up against a guy who literally has a lightsaber staff.
Mm-hmm.
So even power, double the blade, and a different set of technique, which makes it overwhelmingly more difficult just out of sheer principle.
Well,
I love Maul's
and
fight.
It's interesting that you bring up technique, because there's this whole thing about I think it's seven styles of saber fighting.
No, I believe it.
I would have to look it up. But,
nerd.
But each character supposedly is a master of whatever fight style.
Right.
The reason Obi-Wan won against Grievous and then won against Anakin is because his style basically uses your opponent's energy. So it looks like he's retreating constantly.
Yeah.
But all it is he's getting you on uneven footing.
Yep. He's waiting for the opportunity to strike
it's like,
you.
I mean, there's so Dooku style. He invented a style.
Oh,
which
I
is why
it.
His saber is curved.
Honestly, the single-handed curved blade just made more sense for comfort and maneuverability.
Well, if you notice, too, if you pay attention, he's doing more fencing than saber fighting, which is why he can counter Anakin, because Anakin is brute force.
Oh, yeah, and he's a double-handed, so that means that his body language will always tell where his strike is coming from.
Yeah.
As where fencing is basically you can stand still and go up, down, left, right, and it's all in your arm and your wrist and your motion there.
Yeah.
So, again, it's – I love that. And, again, it shows that that type of shit works – because neither Anakin or Obi-Wan were prepared for his fencing style of fighting because they got their ass handed to them in so few moves.
And even in Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan gets his ass handed to him.
Oh, yeah.
But Anakin taps into his, you know, his darker side, which allows him to get
a little more aggression into his fighting.
And Dooku is not ready for it.
Yeah. And again,
he's still expecting to fight the child he fought a few years prior.
Yeah, well, granted, he underestimated his opponent at that rate.
Big time.
He thought that he was facing off against somebody who still didn't know their armpits from their asshole as far as what they were doing. And what he met up against in Revenge of the Sith was somebody not only seasoned by way more missions, but also tapping into a new source of power.
Yep.
That he really didn't see coming. So again, Dooku, he wasn't ready. He underestimated his opponent.
I enjoyed the saber fighting in the prequels. I really wish that the original trilogy had that sort of fighting.
Aye.
And the thing is, to be honest, like Lucas always like explained it away, and he was always really good at it. But fact of the matter is. He should have used prequel fighting or original trilogy fighting in prequels.
He really should have.
That wouldn't have made it any more exciting.
It might have made it a little bit better, though,
but
because...
it's also, in Lucas's words, in the original trilogy, you got an old man fighting a machine.
Essentially,
they don't have the capability they did in their youth. And then Luke comes along, and he was trained by an old man.
That's fair.
So he fought old man style. He was a little quicker in Return of the Jedi because, you know, youth and everything. But
well, he was
still
getting on to his spinny flippy shit, yeah.
It still wasn't. So when we get the prequels, he's like, this is the Jedi at their height.
But look at it this way, too.
But it's still like, oh, that's what, and we didn't, oh.
But I will say, on top of that, look at the fights we've been getting in the new trilogy. The Force Awakens. Again, I haven't seen the new one. But The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. So the fights that take place in there are very controlled. They're, I mean, like, look at the fight that happens between Finn and fucking Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren, you know, Finn holds his ground okay. And I think it's just out of sheer principle that, you know, Kylo Ren underestimated his opponent for even having any fighting ability whatsoever.
Yep.
But
especially
eventually,
with the saber,
he took him down in very few moves. Finn got a lucky shot in, sure enough, but that was about the best you were going to get. Rey, same concept, no real training, and their fight was very muted. He still basically had the upper hand, but she started tapping into something even she didn't know she had.
Yeah.
And I love that, because that fight in and of itself is way worth its weight in gold to me. Kylo Ren's fight with the dashboard.
That dashboard had it coming.
It really did. That fucking dashboard's a dick. But,
fucking take that, speedometer!
You're not empty, you're full! So, such a whiny little bitch. but
again, the stupidest episode we've ever done.
Yes, and it just keeps getting worse.
I fucking love this episode.
Me too, actually. This has been a lot of fun. Ooh, jelly beamy. But
have one of the lime green ones. They're delish.
Oh, I'm taking two. I'm taking a red and a white. Here we go.
I think you got soap.
Oh, I got something bad.
Yeah, you got soap.
You got one of
the soaps.
Oh, that's bad.
That was awesome.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Want to try again?
Ah, yes, I do.
Here, here's a green speckled one.
Oh! Come on, something good.
Third time's the charm. Here you go.
Oh, man. Come on. Oh. Yeah. Hey, that was another vomit one. Oh. You better give me some, like, fucking dark red ones or something here, buddy.
Oh. There's another dark red.
Wow. Oh, my God. Red. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
One more.
Oh, fucking Hannibal. Oh. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. Oh.
What did you have? Like, you had three in a row that were bad. What was the first one?
The first one tasted like soap, but it was mixed with something awful. And the second one, I think, was the vomit flavor again. Oh, God. Oh, that was bad. I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Oh.
Well, that's a good place to end it.
But again, saber fight in Last Jedi 2. Again, Luke and Kylo, aside from the fact he was basically force ghosting himself there.
Yeah.
Very muted fight, and
well,
I really loved it.
Even the fight with Kylo and Rey, when they're fighting all the... And they're fighting together?
Yeah, they just start tearing fools down, and those are seasoned, trained guards that are giving them a run for their money, but their moves don't have to be spinny-flippy. It's just more controlled fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It was better coordinated, in my opinion. It looks cleaner, it looks better, and it genuinely feels like a realistic fight.
And again, I'm with you, because it felt... It had the excitement level.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know who was going to be better matched.
Yeah.
You know...
And the fact
and I can't
that they
talk
were...
about it, but I will say in Rise of Skywalker, there's a lot of great fight choreography.
Good.
So
good, because again, I love that shit when it looks based in reality of real fighting. The spinny flippy shit that happened in the prequels bugs me, and it still bugs
me.
See,
I don't mind it. I think it's exciting. I think it goes back to what I was saying. It's you're seeing Jedi versus Sith in the fights, and it's like we didn't really get that in the original trilogy.
Not really.
I mean, it was Vader versus whatever, but
Luke and Obi-Wan.
In the prequels, you got different Sith, and you got different. And it was interesting to me because it's like these are two camps trained in the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know how the fights are going to play out.
Right.
And it's interesting that they have to go so big to try and get the upper hand. It's like you can't just go straight on because you're just going to be clashing. Well, if I flip over him, oh, he spun around. And it's like it
removes a level of believability.
No, to me, it's all about who gets the higher ground.
But at the same time, it's like...
That's all it is.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like any martial artist of any type will tell you moves like that are what will make you lose. Because it's an overexertion of energy that is unnecessary to get what you need out of it. If you do a backflip over somebody's head, all they have to do is shift their shoulders and now their position has changed... And you're done. All your flipping extracurricular jumps is just going to put you in more trouble than anything.
But at the same time, remember, too, in this universe...
Goodness, danger.
You're both tapping into the Force. You're getting extra power, so you're not exerting yourself as much.
To some degree.
And it's also like, as you're flipping, you're expecting that shoulder shift.
Right, but that's where Anakin lost against fucking Obi-Wan. He tried to do the spinny jumpy flip over his head, and it's like, oh, well, guess what? Funk, 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 there goes your limbs. Well, I warned you, but you didn't listen, did you, Stumpy?
Yeah, but again, again, you're talking about two people who knew each other's moves. When you're talking about Maul versus Qui-Gon...
Again, that was some clean shit. And again, I guess in the cartoon show, I can't remember which one... But Maul was there, and he tried to do that same maneuver that he used on Qui-Gon, where he basically uses his handle to knock him in the nose and then take the shot from him. He tried to use that in the cartoon, and I guess the person he was fighting actually expected it, pulled back, and just swiped out up from underneath. By the way, before we leave, what is Darth Maul's species?
Zabrak.
Zabrak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's,
thank you. And that was not Darth Maul at the end of Solo.
It wasn't?
No. Well, A, it was a different actor. B, didn't have the broken horn. And C, I understand Zabrax kind of looks similar, but yeah, he didn't look like Darth Maul.
Yeah, buddy, that was Darth Maul.
How do you figure? He got chopped in two.
You need to watch the Clone Wars and then Rebels.
I don't want to watch the extended shit.
Actually, both Clone Wars and Rebels cartoons, really fucking solid.
Fair enough, but at the same time, I thought Maul was taken out in the Clone Wars cartoon.
No.
I'm still calling bull hockey.
I will say, too, Rebels gives Darth Maul the end that he really deserves. You'll love the saber fight.
No, that's fair.
Because it is 100% controlled. It's like three moves.
See, and honestly, I love that shit.
Yeah. It's fantastic. You could probably even skip it and just look on YouTube. You still got vomit.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. That last round of them still fucking lingering hard.
Well, we're going to go so Danny can actually vomit. And we will talk to you next week. Sorry for the stupidity.
Nah, you loved it and you know it.
Oh, hey, if you haven't already, episode 2 of Homestead is up.
Woo!
Check it out. And coming up in January, then the end of January, Homestead episode 3 featuring Danny.
Yes! I will be there and you will hear my mediocre voice talents.
Oh, dude, you're fantastic.
Aw, shucks.
Thanks. Bye!
Bye!
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.